Simmer's Morning Skate with Mike Sullivan, Marshfield, Massachusetts native. What do you? Isn't it remarkable what you've gone through in the last 15 years since you and I did some television together back in 05, 06? So this has been a hell of a run.
Yeah, it really has. You know, it's been a long journey through the process of coaching, and you know, I had my fair share of successes and my fair share of failures. And, you know, you learn through each experience. I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to coach this Pittsburgh Penguins team and win a couple of Stanley Cups along the way. It's forever changed my life in so many ways. But certainly just the journey has been an interesting part of it all, and just trying to find my way as a coach, you know, through the most competitive league in the world. And like I said, I after the Boston experience, I went back as an assistant coach for a long time, worked with Torts for a number of years, learned a ton from Torts, just as far as you know, how to manage a hockey team, how to handle star players, and just benefited a lot from his insights and his experience. And now this second time around, getting a second chance as a head coach in the league has been so much fun for me. I don't take a single day of it for granted, and this Pittsburgh Penguins organization is first class.
We'll get to that Vancouver year here in a second, but by the way, hockey karma, hockey gods. I always argued you got screwed in Boston, and so the fact that you did, it came around later, and you got payback from the hockey gods, because you really did get, that was a very unstable, weird situation, and you probably deserve to keep coaching.
Well, I understand, you know, when you get involved in coaching in the NHL, you know, you sign up for for certain things, and the reality is when teams underperform or don't live up to expectations, that change is inevitable, and the coaches are on the front lines, and that's something that we sign up for. I understand it, and you know, what I will tell you is that was not an easy experience, but it was a great learning experience for me as a real young coach, and I have benefited from that experience moving forward and try to apply some of the lessons learned, and so that I could be a better coach the next time around.
What did you learn with Torts for your year in Vancouver? Again, another situation in flux.
Yeah, that was a tough experience as well. You know, I think we were brought in to, you know, try to make one last push with the core group of players here that went to the Stanley Cup final in 2011. It was a great group of players, you know, that at that particular point in time were getting a little bit older, and so it from the player standpoint, I really enjoyed my time here in Vancouver. They were terrific guys, very competitive guys. You know, the Sedin twins, Kevin BX, Ryan Kessler, Alex Burrows, and these guys. Just, I really enjoyed the opportunity to coach those guys. They're such high quality people and just tremendous hockey players. The experience itself, we would have liked to have won more games, but once again, it's one of those things when expectations aren't met, then change is inevitable. And as I said before, the coaches are on the front lines of that.
Last one, because I'd be remiss since this is the Morning Skate. Handicap this. Vancouver didn't necessarily give you their best shot in Pittsburgh, so what are we expecting tonight?
Well, we expect it to be a hard-fought game. They're a real good team. They've got a lot of skill throughout their lineup. They're well-coached. I know Travis Green very well. You know, him and I are good friends off the ice, and we spend a lot of time talking hockey together in the off-season. I played with Travis, and I also coached Travis in Boston, and I've got a ton of respect for his hockey knowledge and how he goes about his business as the coach here. And so I would anticipate a hard-fought game. We know we're going to get a better effort from them tonight. We've got to make sure we're at our best.
Sully, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.